From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Certain medical therapies for transgender children would be banned under a bill passed in the Alabama Senate this week. That's despite the objections of opponents who demonstrated outside the State House. Another measure that advanced is one easing penalties for marijuana possession. But we start this week's legislative wrap-up with reaction to Governor Kay Ivey's plans to lift the statewide mask order next month. WBHM's Gigi Duban checked in with Don Daly, host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal, to hear what state leaders have to say.
It's been an interesting mix of reaction. I'm sure you're aware that Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth earlier in the week had issued a statement calling on Ivey to go ahead and lift the mask mandate immediately. You know, the Lieutenant Governor has long been against such mandates. He has said he thought it was an overstep, and he even referred to the mask mandate this week as sort of a big brother type mandate. The Senate this week also approved a Republican-backed resolution, which had called on Governor Ivey to lift the mask mandate, saying it was time, and quoting the statistics, the daily case count, and the hospitalization rate being down to their lowest level since last summer. And then there've been the other side. She has her supporters at the State House, too, saying that she made the right decision in waiting one more month for a lot more people to get shots in the arm before she doesn't extend it any further.
I want to move on to a bill that would lessen the penalties for possessing small amounts of marijuana. Tell us about this.
Yes, this is a bill that's being sponsored by Senate Minority Leader Bobby Singleton of Greensboro. And what he is proposed that for small amounts of marijuana, if you're charged with possession, the only punishment you would face is a fine. Minor marijuana possession for personal use is a misdemeanor, although a second such charge in Alabama can be charged as a felony. This is seen as one way to help address our prison problems. There are lawmakers who feel that a lot of people end up in jail on minor drug offenses and that legislation like this might be the way to go. It easily passed a Senate committee this week and now heads to the Senate floor.
Okay, so basically one strike for possession of a small amount of marijuana, and then a person could be charged with a felony.
Yes.
Okay. There was another bill that has been in the legislature and been very controversial. State senators approved it. It would ban certain medical therapies aimed at helping transgender children. Supporters of this bill have said kids ought to wait until adulthood to make these types of decisions. And opponents say this bill denies trans children who are often at higher risk of suicide important medical attention. I understand, Dawn, this week there were rallies outside the State House opposing the measure.
Yes, it's been a very passionate issue. There were rallies outside of the State House on Tuesday when the Senate voted on this legislation. Lots of transgender people, lots of transgender advocates, parents of transgender children all descended on the State House on Tuesday. And, of course, were largely kept outside because of pandemic restrictions. But nonetheless, their presence was felt around the State House as the Senate took up this bill. Senator Shea Shelnut of Trustville sponsored this legislation in the upper chamber. He says his goal is to protect children, that if they want to make life-altering decisions about their bodies, that they can do so as adults, that they may not recognize the full consequences of doing that as children or as children talking to their parents about making this decision. We're talking about puberty blockers, we're talking about hormone treatments and transition surgeries. And those who support this legislation say, obviously, they have long-lasting effects and they have what they contend are adverse effects as well. But people on the other side of this issue call this a discriminatory bill against the transgender community. There was the argument made on the Senate floor this week that some of these drug therapies might actually help guard against a suicide problem, which exists among transgender youths.
And in fact, there was a Birmingham physician who has treated many transgender children who testified in the Senate this week that genital surgery is never performed on children and that there's a lot of oversight whenever hormone therapy or puberty blockers are administered. We'll see what happens with that bill as it moves forward. Don, thanks so much for joining us.
Always a pleasure, Gigi. Thank you for having me.
That's Don Daly, host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal, speaking with WBHM's Gigi Duban. You can hear a wrap-up of the week's State House news most Fridays during the legislative session.